This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe's 13th annual Dance Fusion Concert is coming up tonight at 7:30 in Brown Auditorium. Artistic director of the concert, Robin Stevens, joins me now for a preview. The name of the concert is Fusion. Where did that come from?
It came out of necessity in 2006 when I found myself in Monroe, Louisiana, developing a dance department and developing a what I would call a product for the university as far as dance was concerned. And I had dancers of all kinds. I didn't have just ballet dancers. I didn't have just tap or modern or jazz or hip-hop dancers, but I found a little bit of all of that. So the idea of fusing styles and using that word to justify what I was going to put on the stage really was what happened. And it was before the shampoo, and it was before the Ford Fusion. It was before all the fusion. I think there's a V8 drink called Vegetable Fusion or something, but it was really before all that. But it seems to still be working, and it still seems to be what we're doing.
Oh, what's the fun for an audience to be able to see that wide a range of different kinds of performances in one evening?
Well, it usually satisfies your taste. If you come looking for ballet, you're going to see some ballet. If you come looking for jazz, you're going to see some jazz. If you come looking for tap, that will also be included, as well as the modern styles and things like that. So it has the appeal, the general appeal.
Three of you in the faculty, you and Tina Malone and Gretchen Jones.
That's right.
All with different kinds of things. Give us a little bit of a preview.
Well, the show has all those elements that I've mentioned to you. We have two very serious modern pieces that open the show. That is Professor Malone's specialty is modern. And she has done a fabulous job with selecting music, which is interesting and intriguing, and also putting story to the music, drawing the watcher into what's going on between the dancers. It's very dramatic. Then we have the second part of the program is primarily works from the musical theater stage, and that's when we begin to see the wide range of all kinds of styles of dancing.
You're doing a preview of a little bit of Guys and Dolls, but
yes,
some other very well-known Broadway works.
We're bringing back a couple of numbers from Chicago, which was our spring musical last year, and highly successful. And we do repertory work with our ensemble in that we do bring back pieces and preserve pieces for showings in the future. So it's something that was successful, and we don't want to let it go quite yet. We're doing the overture and also All That Jazz from the Broadway show Chicago. We're also doing some selections from Guys and Dolls, which is our spring musical coming up in April of 2013, and then I'm doing a couple of numbers from West Side Story.
The music is terrific. The choreography is a lot of fun to be able to work with as well.
The music is delightful. It's a little scary, I have to tell you. When I really put off working with Bernstein for a long time because it's so much. It is so much. The music is... It envelops you. It takes you over. And it's difficult to count. It has to be a counting feeling kind of piece.
And he uses so many mixed meter.
Yes, he does. But the music, it elevates you. It lifts you up. It's really transporting music. It's fantastic.
Talk about a little bit of what it means to be working with Guys and Dolls before you produce it in a large-scale production coming up in the spring.
Well, I love this opportunity. I love the opportunity to work with a piece and to see it in several venues, to see how it looks and how it plays and get an audience reaction and see how the dancers adapt to it and see if it gets what you want to get over with the piece. Musical theater is not always the most difficult steps that work on the stage, but it has to be somehow the right step. Sometimes the simplest movement, hand gesture, time step, movement on the stage is what makes that particular number memorable. I'm into sort of impressing memories on people who watch my work so that they come away seeing, kind of remembering, they have pictures in their mind of what we created on the stage.
What are some of the favorite memories you hope to impress upon people with, for instance, Guys and Dolls works?
Well, Guys and Dolls has great style, and I'm attracted to style. It's we're going to do it in the 1950s. It was produced in the 1950s. And so I love that era, that Dick Van Dyke kind of era, that sort of streamlined era. Plus, it deals with fabulous characters. It's a character show. I mean, it has got girls and guys of all shapes and sizes and walks of life. And so I want to create pictures of characters. I think. That's what I'm working on a couple of Adelaide's numbers, Take Back Your Mink, and also Bushel and a Peck. And then also we're bringing to life Crapshooter's Ballet and Luck Be a Lady.
And those are some of the, especially those last two, some of the most complicated ones. What does it mean for you as a choreographer to be able to see them on stage before you're doing it for production in the spring?
Well, it's great. It gives you an opportunity to edit the work. Right now I'm pretty set about what's going to happen on Friday night with these particular numbers. It's really too late to do too much to it, but just make the transition from the dance studio to the stage under lights and costumes. But after I view it from the Fusion concert, I'll say, well, that worked. Or it didn't work. I'll look at it from the house, and I'll see it on video, too. And it'll also say, hey, that really worked, or I need to do something different there in this particular phrase, or begin to edit the work, change it and mold it to a better result next time.
What does it mean for these students who are dancing to be able to have the exposure to some of these really huge production numbers?
Well, I hope they love it. I think in many cases they don't know what's happening to them. And that's okay, too. But I hope, you know, I hope that they are so in love with the musical theater that they can't stop doing it.
Finally, we also want to give credit to your production team who are making that transition from the studio to the stage for Friday night's Fusion concert.
Oh, yeah. This is not done by one person or two people alone. We have a tremendous group of people who are working together as a team to put this thing on the stage. Our producer, of course, is Dr. Darrell Long. He is the director of our VAPA department. Ms. Tina Malone is the assistant choreographer and director of the show. Gretchen Jones also is contributing with choreography. Then we have Steve Burnside, who is designing lights and sets for us. Margaret Hall, who is doing costumes. And then we also have Deb Lindley and Carolyn Bruce, who are working with production publicity for us.
The Dance Fusion concert coming up tonight at 7:30 in Brown Auditorium. Robin Stevens, thanks so much for talking with us about it.
I loved it. Thank you.